Yo, what's up?
What's up, mga paa?
Have you ever had a groupmate who has no contribution to the group?
Mga agrupo niyong paabigat, paatapon, paatamad, paachill lang. Pero sa totoo lang, doon niyo naman sila kailangan eh. Sakto, ayos na. Yan ang topic natin today. We have a guest speaker who finished a bachelor's degree in Ateneo de Manila University.
Got her master's degree in De La Salle University.
And currently taking her doctoral degree in University of Philippines, Diliman.
Let us all welcome Ms. Lian Joy Barion. So for today po, to make this discussion meaningful and comprehensive, we prepared three questions to be discussed. First, is do individual exert less effort in a group?
Does social loafing decreases? And lastly, how widespread social loafing is?
Wow, well, thank you guys. Thank you also for that introduction. I know everyone could relate. May mga paa talaga dito sa mundo na patapon, pabigat, at saka yung mga paampon. With that, let me introduce to you social loafing. It is a tendency for people to exert less effort when they pull their efforts toward the common goal than when they are individually accountable. So ano yun? Ito yung in one group, you are given a task. And not all of your groupmates are giving equal effort dun sa task na yun. And yung sa isang grupo, there is what we call free riders. Sila yung sinasabi nating mga paa. Sila yung people who benefit from the group but give little in return.
So Ms. Lian, could you please enlighten us if individuals really exert less effort in a group?
Ganito kasi yan. Effort decreases as group size increases. For example, di na tayo lalayo sa thesis. May 6 members. Yung 6 members na yon, they were thinking na lahat naman sila makaka-contribute dun sa paper. Probability was, na yung dalawa dun maglo-loaf. That means, magbibigay sila ng less effort dun sa paper or hindi na talaga sila tutulong. Kasi they were thinking na it was group grade rather than nung individual grade.
Aray! Ako yata yung pinag-uusapan nyo dito eh. Sapul na sapul ako, partner!
Grabe ka naman sa sarili mo, partner!
Pero bago ang lahat, we would like to take the following sponsors.
Perfect Loaf, Argentina Meatloaf, Social Loaf Bread. And to continue, for our second question, Ms. Lian, when does social loafing decreases?
Good question yan, no? Una, para mabawasan yung loafing, one strategy is to make individual performance identifiable. Some basketball coaches do this, yung nag-evaluate sila ng players individually. Whether it's a group or not, people exert more effort when their outputs are individually identifiable. Second, people in groups loaf less when the task is challenging, appealing, or involving. And lastly, groups also loaf less when their members are friends or they feel identified or with or indispensable to their group.
Meron bang netizens dyan na gustong i-share ng kanyang opinion, suggestion, violent reaction, at kahit nagdi-disagree man lang?
Yes.
Ako, kayo.
So with that, let us all welcome our special guest. She is a consistent president's lister and a senior BS chemical engineering student from Holy Angel University. She will represent the student community. Let us all welcome Ms. Aleli Baking.
Ayun, so I do believe po sa sinabi niyo, ma'am, no, it's a good point, but siguro for some, it is true, but maybe for the rest, it is not. Kasi based from my experience po, no, especially nasa senior years na po kami, thesis, mabigat na usapan po yan, no. Sabi niyo po kanina, mag-exert po sila ng effort kapag they are individually identified or meron po silang account dun sa part nila. Pero bakit yung ito based from my own experience po, ano yung kagroup ko po kasi, no, binigyan ko na po siya ng ano, task niya, pero parang hindi pa rin po niya makita yung worth ng thesis. Parang hindi po siya challenging for her, hindi po siya involving for her. Kaya parang naglo-load pa rin siya yung feeling na, ano, magdi-defense na kami next week, pero wala pa rin nagagawang kahit ano. Yung feeling na ganun po, parang, ayun. Tapos, sabi niyo po din doon na friends. Opo, oh, yeah, no. Pinili po namin na friends po yung kagroup namin sa thesis para madaling makipag-ano, no? Para yung madaling makikommunicate, pero we're friends. Pero parang thesis po yata yung sumira sa friendship namin dahil pero sa pag-lope niya. Kayo, no? IFO na po eh. Ay, anong, wala, hindi ko po kinaya eh. Sinali ko pa rin, kahit konti po yung naitulong niya, sinama ko pa rin siya sa group kasi kawawa naman eh. Pero sana next time, maiwasan yung ganung, na, mabait lang po kasi talaga ako eh.
Oh, okay, okay.
Paano po yun, ma? Paano po yung ganung experience?
Nakakalungkot kasi na-experience po yun at nag-FO kayo, no? Oh. Nakakalungkot yun. Pero, I see, yung sa friends, siguro hindi talaga siya nag-workout for some. And siguro yung iba, mas positive yung outcome na friends sila. Pero, related dun sa una mong sinabi, yung sa individually accountable, siguro, it depends dun sa distribution ng task. Minsan kasi, di ba, alam niya na yung gagawin niya, kaya mas talaga most likely, mas maganda yung performance na ibibigay niya. O kaya naman, talagang nahihirapan siya dun sa task na binigay mo, kaya hindi siya maganda yung output na binigay ng tao. So, yun.
Natatawa na po kasi framework lang naman po yung na-assign sa kanya. Pero bakit, di ba? Laking question po sa akin nun, ma'am.
Siguro yung problema nun sa tao na, no?
Yes, grabe po yung kagrupo nyo, Miss Alenia.
Oh, solid po talaga ako na stress na kanya.
May stress din po.
Pero nakagraduate naman na ba yan? Ay, mag-graduate naman siya this, ano?
Sinali ko pa rin po siya kasi ganun po ako kabait.
Mabuti yun.
Buti na nga po hindi ako grade conscious kahit consistent PL mo ako. Hindi po. Wala po
maganda
sa
vocabulary ko.
Warang student.
Thank you.
So, Miss Lian Bayon, for our third question, how widespread social loafing is?
We experience social loafing in our daily lives kasi we are part of a group. Tulad ng sharing ni Miss Aleli kanina, yung sa friends niya, it's either sa, yun nga, sa thesis, sa choir mates, sa classmates, or even sa family. With this, communication is the key para ma-avoid natin yung social loafing. Tapos, yung motivation din sa group is yung reward na matatanggap nila. It's either grades or anything, na alam mong magbe-benefit lahat ng members ng grupo. Yun siguro para maiwasan natin yung social loafing.
Ako, nagka-problem po kami sa communication kasi mostly hindi po siya dumadating sa mga meeting namin. Though nagte-text po ako or nag-update sa message, pero siguro yung personal communication po talaga, mas maigi yun. So yun, next time guys, alam nyo na. Kilos-kilos mga paa!
This episode would not be possible without the following sponsors. Perfect Loaf, Argentina Meatloaf, Social Loaf Bread, David G. Myers, Jollibee Santa Rosario Angeles City Branch, Mr. Norman Mendoza. Again, we would like to thank our research speaker, Ms. Lian Joy Barion, and our guest speaker, Ms. Aleli Baking, for sharing their knowledge and experiences about social loafing.
To sum it up, alam mo partner, nalaman natin na kapag malumalaki ang group size, lumiliit o kumukunti ang effort ng mga member.
Yes partner, and loafing becomes less kapag binibigyan ang grupo ng challenging, appealing, at involving na task. Kaya ma'am at sir, alam na.
Also, kapag nakakatanggap ng rewards ang bawat miyembro, doon sila nag-exert ng effort.
And lastly, partner, groups also loaf less when their members are friends. We experience social loafing in our daily lives, kaya effort din mga netizen.
Kaya, paalam na. Sa susunod muli, this is
Patricia Yunis
and Mark Joseph. See you in our next discussion, mga netizens. / mga paa. Charot!
Yes, partner. Lalo na si Miss Aleli, napaka-strong. Yes.